Buonasera, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. My name is Marco. Welcome to Franco Manca. We are a traditional, authentic Napolitan pizzeria, and we do our pizza in a very old-fashioned way, using what's called in Italian lievito madre. Madre stands for mother, and it's translated in English as sourdough.
The way we do the dough, it's quite simple, but in the meantime, it's a bit complicated, because we don't use any yeast, but we use a madre yeast, which is something that helps the slow rise fermentation. When we do the dough, we do a day in advance, we make a bulk, then we keep in a sealed containers, and keep it aside to allow the fermentation for 24 hours.
So what is so particular about sourdough is that our dough takes 24 hours at least to ferment. There's no additional artificial yeast or natural yeast, but what it does basically, it's we have this sourdough. It's very, very old, from Naples. You can actually take the sourdough through even centuries if you're looking after it.
Wow, that's
incredible.
Sourdough
has to be given, as you call in Italian, a little bath. So it's refreshing with a little bit of water. So the protein inside the flour will, the water will feed the flour. So that's how you refresh in the dough, and you give it the strength to make it elastic. Yeah, to make it nice and soft texture. So what do you get? You get a pizza that changes all the time. It's just like wine. It's still alive. So if you're eating that pizza after 16 hours of fermentation, you get a particular texture and taste in the dough. If you wait and patient, and you wait a bit longer, you will have a different kind of texture, which is also affected by the weather and humidity. And this is the reason why we love, as an Italian, we are so passionate about it. We love what we do, because you need to use a bit of creativity and love in what you make. Nobody else would be able to make it if you don't understand that specific skills.
So it's about love, isn't it, as well?
Very much. Love Very and much. Passion.
Yeah. The Italian dream, perhaps.
Absolutely.
So we're just watching the two pizza makers make their pizza, and there's lots of flour, and the bases are really thin, and we can see them actually. They've been left there for like 24 hours, and they're quite glossy. But they're being handled quite brutally. Oh, he's really handling that brutally. And they're smearing on the sauce, and they're moving the dough around, and they're adding, very quick succession, amazing toppings, prosciutto and salami, and there's mushrooms and obviously mozzarella cheese. Everything's super fresh. And those are, I think, sun-dried tomatoes. They're just cutting the bits of dough with a special pizza knife. And he's starting to kind of mould it. And they're kind of quite soggy. They look like they've risen. It's not like a very dry dough. It's quite wet. And then the pizza guy is just going to fold them and manipulate them into delicious pizzas.
Can I ask about the ingredients? Whereabouts do you get the cheeses and the salami? Is that kind of all local produce to here?
For our key ingredients, mozzarella, tomato sauce, chorizo, any of those key ingredients, what we actually did, I'll give you an example of the mozzarella. It could be very easy for us to import all the mozzarella from Italy. You know, all done and dusted, you just have to be shipped over. But what we decided to do is actually teaching English farmers. We brought them to Italy, and they learned the Italian way of making mozzarella. We know the dairy here, these products are very, very good. Probably even better than Italy, to be fair. So we decided to train English farmers. And the mozzarella is made here in UK, but with an Italian style.
Wow,
Italian skill set.
So we wanted to find out about the pizza oven, because it's huge. So was it purposely built, or did you bring it in?
This oven in particular, we found an English producer as well.
Okay.
The very first ovens that we had, like the first Franco Manca in Brixton, then it still got the old-fashioned oven coming from Italy. Built on site, bit by bit.
Wow. The same kind of size as that? Is that like a normal
pretty
size?
Pretty much. Let me explain about the size.
Okay.
What you need to understand is to make sure that you keep the 500 degrees temperature you need to have a double couple of layers all around to keep the heat inside. So it might look pretty big, but actually when you look inside the dome, it's not that big. So the size is only to keep the heat altogether.
This is a bit of a silly question, but how old is the pizza? Is it a very ancient food?
It is really old. Now, I don't know exactly, but we're talking about centuries.
Wow.
And to be fair, the first one to make an attempt to make pizza were an Egyptian.
Really? Ah, so it started in Egypt, but really taken by the Neapolitans?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Let's go and eat pizza.